Woo-hoo! It's me again, Denise Reed, and I am bringing happiness, I hope. That's my plan, because you got to decide that you're going to be that way. You're going to be happy no matter what. So, here I am, being happy. Woohoo! And sharing the list 2 from the 52 Lists for Happiness book by, can you see it? Maury Seal. And I think it's a she. But anyway, the author is out here and she's trying to bring happiness to us by participating in our 52 lists. And hopefully by my expanding on the 52 lists of my own happiness or search thereof, you might get some happiness in your life. So I'm chiming in to share list 2. That would be 2. So here we go. Not that I speak a lot of Spanish. I know poquito español. So I know the important things that make me happy. That would be burritos, quesadillas, tequila, nachos, guacamole. So anyway, on to the more serious things. List 2 is the list of routines in your personal life and work. And sometimes those routines can drive you up the wall, or those that love you up the wall. So I thought it would be fun to share my list 2 of my routines in my personal life and work. And there is a lot of hype about your morning routine and having a morning routine. So here we go. My morning routine, or parts of it, not necessarily in this order, but they're my morning routines or part of it. One is to pedal on my stationary bike. And I've been doing that for several years now. And I've killed 2 stationary bikes from pedaling. I have worn the bolt slap off of those suckers. But anyway, my goal to start was just to get on my stationary bike and pedal. And I did that. And then I went to 3 minutes and 5 minutes and 10 minutes and 15 minutes. And now I'm up to 30 minutes. My goal is to do 30 minutes, 5 out of 7 days a week. So it's great to have a routine that's going to help improve your health and make your life better. And I love my stationary bike because I mindlessly exercise. I'm not saying that I'm getting any thinner at this junction, but I'm at least feeling better because I'm riding my stationary bike. So I hope that you have incorporated some kind of movement into your life, and I'm hoping to incorporate more of that. I just have to figure out how to make it automatic or a routine for me so I can continue it. So that's one of my aspects of my morning routine. I'll say 99.8% of the time, make my bed in the morning, and I do that before I get out of it. And then I do some kind of breakfast of some sort, and it's not always the best breakfast. Sometimes it's just coffee with cream and a dash of sugar. Just saying, it's not pounds of sugar, it's just a teaspoon. And it's a big cup of coffee, just saying. I got to have some caffeine in the morning. I'll stay up with you all night, but don't ask me to get up early. So just saying, that's part of my morning routine. And then I get dressed at some sort. at some point. And I've started journaling a little bit. It's just to clear my head of all the stuff that rolls around in there between my business here at the concierge office suite, my own personal finance for my own personal stuff, and then helping my mom with her things and helping my sister with her things and all my clients with their things. It's a lot to roll around in this little bit of square space. So journaling helps me clear my head, and it might help you if you ruminate a lot. I have read some articles, blog posts, books, listened to some books on Audible, and those people out there that kind of track morning routines say that it's great to write things out because it clears up some headspace, because you can go back to it and reference it. So I'm going to highly recommend, not that you have to write an Encyclopedia Britannica, but maybe write something about what you've accomplished so you can feel like you've actually done something in a day. And for fun, I got a 5-year, journal, and it's like a tweet, 150 characters-ish, and I write down the important things, either what I want to feel or activities or milestones for that day. And it's been fun. I've been doing it now maybe 4 years. And it's fun to go back on that same day, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, and see what I did on that day, to see how far I've come or what I've, what's changed since then, whatever then is. So you might want to think about a 5-year journal, just to track life and to see how your life has changed over 5 years. Just saying. I also have a 2-hour commute every day. So I have an hour into the office and an hour home. And I decided that I wanted it to kind of be my education time, because usually people don't bother me when I'm in the car, because they just don't. And I have signed up for a subscription on Audible, and I listen to Audible books. And I sometimes listen to books that are going to help me in my business with marketing, branding, and sales. And sometimes I listen to stuff for fun just because I can. So you might want to think about increasing your learning and understanding and do it with an Audible book or a podcast for your area of expertise, where you can further your learning and education while you're riding around in the car. Or, sometimes you need a pick-me-up and just listen to your favorite tunes. But I prefer to do learning in most cases, because I have the quiet and I can concentrate as I'm commuting home. I have also set a goal to listen to at least one Audible book a month so I can increase my education. So you might want to think about doing that too, to further your own education. Now, here's something that not everyone has the luxury of doing just because of their crazy lives, but I go 9,000 miles an hour during the week, and I've tried to set a goal of having one day a week where it's a pajama day, where I can be totally crusty, lazy, at home for a whole day. And it's wonderful to be able to do that, because I go 9,000 miles an hour the rest of the time during the week. I also have a goal to touch base with my friends and interact with them either by phone or in person. And I don't necessarily have a schedule for that, but I have a goal to at least touch base with them once a week if I don't get to lay eyes on them. And we talk by phone. And one of my other guilty pleasures and routines is getting on here and sharing a Facebook Live about some of the crazy stuff I get involved in. And hopefully it's something worthwhile for you and that it will bring you joy and happiness, because it's the reason why I am sharing the 52 lists for happiness, because it's a work in progress and not every day is joyful. And sometimes you have to chase it with a vengeance fiercely. So I would like to encourage you to do the same. So, hey, it's almost Friday. Celebrate it. Live big and create your list for happiness and make it a routine to be happy about. And if it's not, stop the ones that aren't making you happy. Have a great day.